We're in a valley. The Sandy Creek starts in our property, and we're the catchment for the Sandy Creek, and it stops where it flows into the Bogie River. So it's pretty unique. We've got creeks and stuff like that all through the place. We mostly run cattle. It's pretty well a breeder operation.
Leanne, can you tell us the words resilience and holistic? What does it mean for your farming practices?
For our business and our family, it means sustainability and a bit more of a steady flow through the ups and downs that our rural industry can throw at us.
And what does it mean in practical terms in the way you manage your land?
Trying to produce a bigger body of feed, better soil quality, and in turn that flows onto a fatter animal, better return on your cattle.
Barry, what's it mean in day-to-day running of your property in terms of how you manage feeding your cattle and in the feed areas?
Part of the holistic management process is to go through a lot of decision-making considerations, and that may result in what we call ultra-high density. On parts of our property, we've utilised the ultra-high density technique, I suppose, and what the idea is to get your dung and your urine out in the pastures. Rest is one of the more important parts of it. You have short grazing periods with density and then long rest periods. You're trying to improve the grass species, the soil quality, and trying to create more water absorption in the soil, because that creates greater growth, longer protein levels in your grass, and less lignification later on in the season.
And that's something that you've learnt through being a part of the North Queensland Dry Tropics NRM project?
Through the North Queensland Dry Tropics, we've gone through a lot of these sort of educational processes, and the result is in us doing the trial over the last 18 months of actually doing ultra-high density in Glen Alpine.
What are the results that you're seeing following from that, Leanne?
We did a gully erosion site as well as out in the pastures. With the gully erosion, just one treatment, intense treatment, followed by just exposing it to the normal paddock movements, the erosion stopped, the gully stopped moving, and it's actually filling back in. And out in the paddock, where we've had the cattle go over, we've seen a change in species and denser pasture.
Was it daunting for you guys before you moved into it?
Well, when you start the process, you realise that because of the decision-making matrix that you sort of work through, nothing's daunting. It's all simply a process that you work through. You think about all your options and you make a decision based on all your information that you've gathered, and you can move forward on that. And as you move forward, things change. And if it's not your original plan, you then just you keep monitoring it to look for the first signs that it's not going the way you think it was going to, and you sit down and you work out and replan and move forward again.
And what's your property looking like at the moment, Barry? I mean, have you had any decent rains, or is it still like most people up, I guess, in this area, a bit of rain but not the big storms? What's it like for you?
Yeah, the last probably 3 years we've had very basic seasons. And this is probably our worst season so far, as in the heat that was associated with the lack of rain has just knocked things around a little bit. But in saying that, you know, with the ultra-high density side of things, you've got all your cattle in a small area, and you've got, you know, sort of 99% of the property resting at one time. And so if people can imagine that, no matter what sort of rainfall you have, you're going to grow you know, a lot more feed than what you usually would. And that's been the case with us. Especially on where we've done the ultra-high density, and it worked because we could actually get the density. We've probably grown, I don't know, probably 5-6 times more feed than everywhere else. But because of the considerable rest area that we have got, you know, our property is going to be right for the next sort of 12 months.
What's the biggest challenge for you going forward, Leanne?
I don't feel like there's any challenges posing.
That's pretty rare for a grazier to stay.
Yeah, well, the weather, you know, is obviously the biggest impact, but you've got what you've got, so we know how much grass we have, we know how much time that we have with that, with the amount of cattle we have on, so that knowledge just eases all the pressures that are associated with the lack of rain.
With the season not being as good as what we were expecting or hoping, we've already done our dry season budgeting, and so if we get any more rain, it'll be a bonus, but we're only going to be carrying enough cattle to get us through for the next 18 months and leaving at least sort of 40% feed left behind. So we've already done those calculations, and sort of adjusting our stocking rates accordingly.